Earth, sky.
The moon has gone from questionably interesting to absolutely fascinating. And it's providing a laboratory, our nearest laboratory, off-planet, where we can go and actually explore and test.
You're listening to astrophysicist Yvonne Pendleton, who in the summer of 2010 became the new director of NASA's Lunar Science Institute. She talked about some recent moon missions.
Because of the missions that have happened recently, especially LRO, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, and LCROSS, the mission that actually bombarded the moon and kicked up material that we are now analyzing, we're understanding far more about the moon.
The LCROSS mission, which sent a piece of a spacecraft crashing into the moon in October of 2009, found direct evidence of water in a crater at the moon's south pole. Meanwhile, radar measurements from the Chandrayaan-1 spacecraft estimate that there could be 600 metric tons of water ice on the moon. Water on the moon makes a human presence there much more feasible.
In many respects, the moon represents our history, our past, and also our future.
The Lunar Science Institute, which Pendleton now leads, has its headquarters at the Ames Research Center in San Jose, California. It's what she called a virtual institute. Lunar scientists are spread across the world and share their work online. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.